You're listening to the Art Problems Podcast, episode 57. I'm your host, Patty Johnson. This is the podcast where we talk about how to get more shows, grants, and residencies. And today I begin this podcast, or I want to begin this podcast by explaining that I have a little bit of a cold. So if you hear that in my voice, it's a little bit more raspy than normal. That's what it is. And before we get started, I wanted to point your attention to the Verkshop Instagram, because this week I've been discussing the Netverk membership experience with members on Instagram in advance of the free webinar that I'm running this Tuesday, May 7th, How to Get Seen in the Art World Without the Burnout. And some of those conversations have been really amazing. In fact, they've been so helpful, I think, to the audiences on Instagram that I wanted to share at least one of the tips that had come up in that conversation and sort of expand it here. So I'm going to get to that in a minute, but I just wanted to explain a little bit about the webinar that's happening on May 7th, because this coincides with the opening of the Netverk membership, which is a bit like a gym membership combined with a business networking group. So if you use a gym membership to build muscles and a networking group to expand your client base, you can think of Netverk in a similar way. You're going to use it to build your career and expand your network. And I want to say here that our artist advisor, William Pohida, and myself, for the last 4 months, we have been very closely studying every artist career assessment we've ever done. If you join at the annual level, you get a personalized assessment where we review all of your materials and give you a personalized plan based on that. And we've literally reviewed thousands cumulatively. And what we've done in this review process is we've tried to really articulate some of the common struggles we see, and most importantly, the path to success, the solutions to some of those problems. And you're going to see all of that work in the webinar that I put together. And of course, in a much more deep and profound way inside the membership. And one of the most common issues I see are artists who feel like they've been treading water for years without making progress. And if this is you, by the time something like Netverk comes along, the whole art thing may feel pointless because you've been working through intense burnout for some time and it just feels like nothing is moving. And when you have that feeling, when you have that experience, I see how this impacts artist behavior and deepens anxiety. It impacts what you do. So if this is you, but hell, I mean, even if it's not you, I want you to use this podcast to give you a couple of exercises that will at the very least build your confidence, but also lessen the effects of burnout. And that part we're going to cover at the end. But the first confidence building exercise I want to give you is to update your CV and post it online. Now, hear me out on this one, because I know this is a very tough task for many of you. CVs are often a point of sensitivity because the standard is to include your birth year at the top, which many artists feel opens them up to ageism. And of course, many of us feel sensitivity about what's not on the CV, right? Like that you haven't done enough shows, you haven't been in enough residencies, whatever the thing is that you feel you wanted to have done more by this time, and you just haven't, right? So that evokes a lot of anxiety. But you know what updating your CV does? It allows you to tally your accomplishments. The job of the CV is to showcase your accomplishments. And if you're doing that right, if you're setting your CV up right, you're not just going to impress someone else. You're going to impress yourself, because I guarantee you, you have done more than you think. And when you take the time to sit down and reflect on all that you've accomplished, you'll find out that there's a lot more than you realized, because you've been working for a long time. If you haven't sat down and tallied that, there's going to be stuff that you've forgotten. There always is. And that's a good feeling. But when we avoid tasks like this, we run into problems. If you don't take the time to assess and reflect, you'll never have enough information to know what you've achieved. It will always feel like you haven't achieved enough and that you don't deserve a break. And that's when burnout starts to set in. So your CV may start as something that evokes anxiety, but by the time you're done, it will nullify it. Confronting anxiety is almost always a great way to quell it. I met with an artist this week who believed a talk they gave was so bad that they need to find a way to get the recording actually removed online. But when they watched it again, the artist realized that there was nothing wrong with the talk. All the places where this artist worried about sounding off actually sounded fine. Now, obviously, that's not always going to be the case. Sometimes you will be worried about feeling that something you did was off and it actually was off. But I would argue that the anxiety around that usually makes those feelings intensify and make the problem seem larger than it is. And so anxiety can really cloud our ability to accurately self-assess. Now, another form of reflection and taking stock of where we are that we often don't recognize came up in an Instagram Live yesterday with the artist and Netwerk member, Anne Rosen. Now, Anne talked about how Netwerk gave her the tools to start a newsletter, and she uses it now, not just to let other people know what she's accomplished, but as a reminder to herself. Now, again, newsletters like CVs are often something that I see artists putting off. You might worry that you're being annoying by sending out a newsletter, that people don't read newsletters, that you don't write well, so you don't want to send one off, or you can't start one because you don't have the emails to begin with. But if you're really being honest with yourself, you probably also know that the reality is that you haven't sent one because you haven't made it a priority. And that's okay. But I want to encourage you, if you don't have a mailing list, or if you haven't sent a mailer out to your list in a while, that you do that. Because Anne is right. It's a great way to remind yourself of what you've accomplished. And everybody needs those kinds of reminders. You're not unique in your worry that you're just not cut out for this. We all worry about that. But the key to minimizing those kinds of fears is by using the ongoing work of managing your studio practice, focusing your efforts on that studio practice, nobody else's, as a means of assessing where you are at any given moment, because that's always changing. For me, that's always been 1,000 times more effective than writing out affirmations in a journal or whatever it is that a lot of these self-help people tell you to do. Journaling has never been my thing, I'll admit that. But also, anytime I've tried, I couldn't shake the feeling that affirmations weren't doing anything more than papering over my anxiety. And I didn't like that. All the anxiety was still there. It was like, I don't know, it was like a ball of shit. I just like put a blanket over or something so I couldn't see it. That's my feeling about that. But, you know, I will say this about affirmations and just the work that I'm talking about in general is that their effectiveness has actually been proven through science. In the book Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert Cialdini, that's how I think it said, but I'm not sure. This is a book I read during the pandemic. He talks about how much more people are likely to believe something if they write it down. So assembling a CV accomplishes this. But rather than sticking to like one or two feel-good lines, which an affirmation might do, it's actually a summation of your career. The other thing he talks about is that if you write something and then you share it publicly, then you're even more likely to believe it. In fact, you're so likely to believe it that it sometimes becomes difficult to persuade people otherwise. In other words, if you send your mailing list an announcement that describes your show as a top moment in your career, you'll be more convinced of that after you send the newsletter than before. It's just human nature. It's how psychology works. So this work that we have to do, or that we should be doing, nobody has to do anything really, but this work that's sort of repetitive work that is part of maintaining a studio practice, when you do it consistently, the result is an increase in confidence. Now, I have one last note on the subject of confidence. Earlier in the podcast, I talked about how you might be feeling intense burnout after years of making art and feeling like you're kind of stuck or just not where you want to be. And of course, one of the reasons that you're feeling burned out is that you're doing way more than the average person. A lot of artists have multiple jobs. Even if you don't have multiple jobs, managing a studio when you are making not a ton of money off it are huge struggle and a ton of work. So that's why this assessing and reflecting is so important. But burnout has a lot of causes that we don't talk about. It's the result of comparing ourselves to others, spending time on tasks that don't push our careers forward, and spending time consuming content that depletes us rather than nurtures us. And the good news with these causes is that these factors are all within our control. Burnout doesn't have to be a given. You can work a lot and feel nourished. And if you want to do a deeper dive on this, I want you to sign up for my free masterclass taking place Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, May 7th, on how to get seen in the art world without the burnout. I'd love to see you there. And I'll see you next week on the podcast. Thank you for listening. If you like the show, please leave a review and share it with a friend. It really helps get that valuable information out to more artists just like you. You can find all of the names and the links that we reference in this conversation at workshop.art/podcast.